Hey guys, Dan here. I'm fresh back from South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, but I'm going to cover that and the South Star Festival in Adelaide next week with Patrick. This week, I'm doing a sneaky solo episode with just the one idea, so it'll be nice and short. I'd love to hear what you think about this kind of episode too, so reach out to me directly or through our page on LinkedIn. All right, let's get into the app. So let me take you all the way back to 1928 and a little cartoon character known as Mickey Mouse. Mickey and Minnie Mouse had their debut in a short film called Steamboat Willie, which was one of the first cartoons that also used synchronized sound. It's also often considered to be one of the most influential cartoons ever made because of the characters and the technical innovations. So why am I telling you this? This year, 2024, that Steamboat Willie version of Mickey Mouse went into the public domain, which means it's free for anyone to adapt into any format. Now, I found out recently that Public Domain Day is celebrated on the 1st of January every year, where a whole bunch of material comes into the public domain, which is typically books and plays, films, musical compositions, and sound recordings. And that means that anything going into the public domain can be adapted by anyone into any format. Now, copyright itself has been around since 1710, so it's a long time, but there have been some big changes more recently. So until 1978, copyright term was 28 years from the date of publication, renewable once for another 28 years. Then it was extended to a single term of the life of the author, plus 50 years. But in the 90s, Disney and others lobbied for the term to be extended again. And in 1998, it was increased to 70 years after the death of the creator and to 95 years after publication for works owned by corporations. So while Disney was only one of the lobbyists, they became the face of it, so much that the law was called the Mickey Mouse Protection Act. Now, the extension not only applied to future works, but also retroactively to all the works that had already been created. And so because of this increase from 50 to 70 years, it created this 20-year gap where nothing came into the public domain. Now, that 20-year gap ended in 2019, when work started to come in again, and that was for works published in 1923. And for the 20 years before that. So some of the titles that have come into the public domain since that 2019 are The Great Gatsby, Rhapsody in Blue, Winnie the Pooh, and Sherlock Holmes. And as I mentioned, it means anyone can use these creative materials without having to get permission. So there's already been some adaptations. So for example, The Great Gatsby Undead popped up on Amazon on the 2nd of Jan in 2021, followed by The Great Gatsby and the Zombies. Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey was a slasher film that made several critics' lists of the worst films of 2023. Despite that, though, it has a sequel coming out this week. Lady Chatterley's Lover and All Quiet on the Western Front are another two that have popped onto that list. It seems to be a bit of a theme there that all you need to do is take something that was old, add zombies to it, and that seems to be the formula. Back to Mickey Mouse. It should have expired in 2004, but because of this new law, it shifted to 2024. And it's a significant one, not only because of Disney's role in getting the extensions and the importance of that character and Steamboat Willie, but because it's really the start of kicking off some of the really good stuff coming into the public domain over the next few years. So if you think about it, the 1930s through to about the 60s saw the glitz and glamour of the Golden Age of Hollywood. The Golden Age of TV is generally recognized as 1947 to 1960, and we're in the middle of the Golden Age of radio, which went from about 1920s to the 1950s. Some of the titles coming into public domain next year and the year after are Buck Rogers, Popeye, the Tarzan comic strips. So there's a few that are coming in, which we're starting to get into some of the more recognizable characters. So I suppose it comes down to, why am I telling you all this? Until about 2 years ago, you'd still need a relatively big creative process and budget to create a movie, for example, to be able to actually use what's in the public domain to create something original. But AI's explosion over the last 2 years will significantly reduce time, skill, and money needed to adapt these properties into new versions for today's age. New AI tools are able to create high quality video from text. So it's easy to see how this continued improvement over the next coming years will make creating media properties even easier. A question will be if people will accept AI-created properties, though. A recent survey in the US found that 22% of Americans and 30% of millennials think that generative AI might be able to write TV shows and movies that are more interesting than those written by humans. Of course, it does mean that 70 to 80% remain skeptical. And then on the content itself, there are people saying that we're past peak TV and movies, and a lot of what we're seeing now are just sequels and prequels or remakes of older movies. But there's an opportunity to take some of these even older materials, most of which people probably haven't seen before, and like I said before, create them for today's age. So I think there's really a business model here for an individual creator or a creative house to go back through the public domain and just pump out some new works based on what's already in the catalog, and then obviously over the next few years, what's coming into the catalog. Just one more point. From a financial standpoint, the Winnie the Pooh reimagining, the slasher film, cost about $100,000 to make, but it still made $5.2 million at the box office, which is a more than 50 times return. And noting it was still created and distributed in a traditional sense. But with AI, you could create something for much less and distribute through other channels to reach a wider audience and monetize it in other ways. Even if you use a combination of AI with, say, real actors and real sets, you could still whip something up for relatively cheaper and quicker. So there you have it. Maybe you could use a Steamboat Willie version of Mickey Mouse and create the next viral hit. That's the pod.